Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to GE Power India Limited's earnings conference call for the fourth quarter and year-ended 31st March 2022. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touchtone telephone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Prashant Jain, Managing Director, GE Power India Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Hi. Very good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Q4 results call for GE Power India Limited. I welcome my team as well, who is joining with me, to address the presentation, what happened in the quarter and what happened in the last financial year and the next action items. We have shared the deck online at the stock exchange. I will refer to the page number as we go through the presentation. We will cover a safety update on page two, the executive summary on the quarter and the financial year, and then we go through the financials, and we come to the summary followed by question and answer. Moving to the page three, as is the custom, we always start with safety. We are pretty committed to safety at GE Power India Limited. We are proud to share that your company, with 25 million hours, has had zero fatalities and had a very good safe track record with the several sites. We have also celebrated the 51st National Safety Day across all sites. We are also now engaging with employees, their families, which you see on the right, to engage into the right safety culture. The safety culture of your company is also reflected in prestigious awards, for example, from CII and the Global Safety Summit Award, the national award across all heavy construction companies, where all the projects of GE Steam Power India have been recognized as the best in class in the heavy equipment when it comes to safety. Moving to page four, I will talk here about briefly the fourth quarter. In the fourth quarter, the steam services order intake was higher by 36%. We see robust demand on steam services. The strategy is on track. While the new equipment project orders have been delayed, primarily in the fourth quarter due to inflationary pressures, the customers are waiting for some of the commodities to cool down to be able to make their decision on the projects, but we have a robust pipeline. On the steam service, the revenue was sustained at the same levels as the same quarter last year, partly because the outages were postponed because of the heavy demand the customers started seeing. In project business, we have seen a substantial lower revenue, and this is driven by supply chain disruptions, which started due to the third wave of COVID in that quarter. Majority of the revenue now in the projects is coming from site works and supplies, where we are coming into the tail end of the project. The company has also reported negative profitability. This is primarily driven by lower project volume. The revenue was lower on the new projects. There was also a pressure on factors like inflation, the cumulative customer delays, and additional impact that we see in the fourth quarter is due to the right sizing of the Durgapur factory and execution challenges. When I mentioned that, it is specifically about manpower shortage on sites and supply chain disruption partly that we saw in some of the sites. That had an impact you will see in the coming slides on the numbers. Moving to page five, where we talk about the full year. One thing which I want to confirm, for the quarter, for the year, steam services business continues to grow as per the expectations. The revenue grew by 17% in the full year, and the order intake in the current year was stable, with better margins despite COVID, where we had lost a quarter. Despite that, the full year, we were able to maintain stable order intake with better margins. The project business was where we saw slower order intake, largely due to government regulations and lack of finalization of large deals. On the revenue in the new projects, we continue to run down the boiler backlog. the impact on volume that we see largely in the company in the last financial year is due to lower volume, lower project order intake, and that we see the impact in the financial year. The negative profitability for the full year, the reasons are largely similar. There was a large part of factory impairment in the fourth quarter. We will talk about that as we move forward in the current slides. The company managed cash better in the financial year, with borrowings were reduced by about 190 million. So that is, in essence, the year on the key aspects of the year in 21-22. Moving to page 6. Your company has been talking to you for the past couple of years on a strategy to de-risk the portfolio by a better mix of order intake, and we are now reporting this every quarter, the progress on cumulative order for the last full year. So the services, we see a growth, and it is, the growth is intact, and we see a better mix of better service margin in the order intake. We've also started taking orders which are not largely EPC but non-EPC with reduced risk. So that is what we also continue to see moving in the right direction. And the third area that we are focusing consciously to make a better business mix is moving towards more private customer participation as compared to government, which was heavily in the past, and we are getting more and more private customer orders. So from the margin mix, cash risk, risk profile of the business, the company continues to make efforts to de-risk the business by improving the mix, and I would say that the direction is in the right direction for the order intake. Now with this, I would hand over to Vineet to go to page 8 and explain what happened on the financials in order intake. Vineet, over to you.
Thank you, Prashant, and good afternoon, everyone. I'm going to take you through the slide number 8 on the orders. So on the left-hand side of this slide, we have the quarter 4 numbers, comparison between 2021 and 21-22, and on the right side, we have for the full year. So take up from where what Prashant had said, you know, 2021 was order intake was low. Then, you know, initial part of the year we had the issue of COVID, and then there were certain restrictions on import, and also, you know, there were some ambiguity on the categorization of the plants, which affected the FGD ordering. So these were the reasons. But then going forward, you know, quarter four, I would say things were really improving. These three factors were no longer affecting. But then we had this issue about the commodity, sudden surge in the commodity pricing, you know, which customers were ready to you know, place orders, but then because of this surge in pricing, you know, cost, there was a delay. But having said that, we really see things getting better now, and you know, we are already seeing improved ordering from quarter one this year. Also, if you look at hydro, you know, at the hydro portfolio, there has been a drop, but that's mainly because we had a single large order of almost 209 crores, you know, which was booked in 2020-21. So that affected ordering. As Prashant mentioned, you know, steam and services, you know, order intake has been quite stable if we compare with last year. And one more point is that we have this year improved profitability. You know, this is important part. Orders we are booked with better margins. That's all from my side on my slide, and I would now hand over to Yogesh to carry this forward. Over to you, Yogesh.
Thank you, Vineet. Good afternoon, everyone. I will take you through the revenue slide, which is slide number 9. And if we see on the left side of this slide, it is a quarterly Q4 revenue numbers compared with the Q4 revenue numbers of the last year. From 9.3 billion INR that we had the revenue in 2021 quarter four, we have come down by 3.4 billion to 5.9 billion in the current year Q4. And the prime reasons for this is, as explained by Prashant, like it is the COVID the challenges, labor availability at site, and the supplier delays. And another factor that has contributed to the lower revenue has been the lower order intake in the last 2 years. And here we have like FGD contribution, which used to be in the range of about 50%+, has come down to around 40%. So these are the main reasons for our like revenue in this quarter going down. And if we look at on the right side, the revenue for the full year 21-22, our revenue has come down by 7.2 billion, which is almost 22%. And the prime reasons are same as we have seen for the quarter four, and they have been like COVID, labor availability at sites due to certain challenges, and supply delays. And despite all these challenges that we have seen, the steam service revenue has been progressing very well, and we had 17% growth for the full year on the steam service revenue. Whereas the project revenue has gone down because of our lower order intake, etc. Moving to the next slide, which is slide number 10, is on profit before tax. And if you look at the left side, we have a substantial dip in the quarterly profits of to the tune of 1.45 billion against a profit of the same quarter last year of 241 million. Here, if we look at the operating profit, has fallen from 330 million INR to 705 million, and the prime reasons contributing to this reduction has been the volume impact, the impact on account of the material cost, which you would have seen that has increased by 3% vis-a-vis last year, and the inflation, the commodity inflation that we have been facing has been the contribution for the material cost increase, the customer delays, and the execution challenges. Plus, there have been certain cost elements that have impacted us, like the employee cost has gone up, the cost on account of interest that we are paying on borrowing has gone up, and there have been some provision requirements which led to this increase of loss to 705 million INR. Moving on to the exceptional items for the Q4, we have incurred expense of 715 million INR for right-sizing the Durgapur factory. We have written down all the machines and plant which we are clearly looking at, which we would not be using in the near future. This way, we have taken the hit in the current year so as to ensure that in the future, we don't have any such impact of impairment or write-down of our machines and plant. Moving on to the full year, we moved to from 951 profit last year for the full year to a loss of 2.9 billion for the full year 21-22. And the prime reasons for this, as explained for Q4, were same, that we had a lower volume, which contributed to the substantial portion of reduction in our margin, plus we had higher material cost impact on us. There were some true-up provisions required for gratuity and leave encashment, and the borrowing cost was higher. So these contributed to the challenge on the profitability side. And there have been the Subhansiri project, wherein we had updated the cost in the first quarter itself, had an impact of 826 million INR, plus the different projects which have been significantly impacted because of inflation, customer delays, etc., contributed to almost 870 million INR on the project cost front. And there were some good amount of increase on the profitability side coming from our service business. So all in all, this is the picture on the profit side from operations. Moving to the exceptional items for the full year, we had a written down of the assets for Shahabad in the third quarter to the extent of 123 million, which was done to ensure that what machines you are not using, we are writing down fully. And there was an impact of the restructuring cost at Durgapur to the extent of 522 million last year. And this was this year we have restructuring cost of 579 million in first. So all in all, this is the total impact of 1.452 billion emanating from the exceptional items. Total loss incurred is 2.9 billion against a profit of 951 million, wherein the exceptional items are contributing to the 50% in the current year of 1.45 billion, which was only 363 million for the restructuring of our manpower at Durgapur. This is it from my side. I would now request Brian to take us through the execution challenges that we are facing.
Sure, and thank you and good afternoon. Very quickly on Subansiri, as we all know, this project was restarted back in January of 2021 after not literally being ground to a halt since 2011. So over 10 years of non-activity, a substantial amount of work requiring a deep inventory of what equipment was still in working condition and what needed to be replaced. And then, of course, shortly, a couple of months after restart, COVID hit, put a major impact on availability of labor and resources. And the team has been just very focused on ensuring that we are trying to minimize the costs, the additional costs that are required to complete the project while managing through and dealing with the customer's expectations on the schedule. So we have been pursuing multiple avenues and work streams in order to try to ensure that we are minimizing the cost impact, dealing with replacement material inflation and cost of labor availability at the site, all trying to minimize the impact on the margin, while at the same time having discussions with our customer on trying to get our claims recognized and paid for. As a backdrop, we have this project being monitored, every 2 weeks, both at a regional headquarters level, as well as at a global level, to ensure that we can maintain a very focused process and try again to minimize further losses on the project. With that, I will turn this over to our FGD business.
Yep. Hi. Thanks, Brian. On the FGD execution, JFL continues to be the front runner on the milestones. You know, this is something very critical for our customers. As you would imagine, these are requirements on the SOX emissions, where there's the norms which we need to meet. And NTPC, one of our primary customers, is racing against time there. So this company, your company, continues to be leading in terms of the milestone completion. However, let me not dilute the fact that the multiple COVID waves and the unprecedented monsoon which we saw last year did impact the supply chain and also the workforce availability at various sites. The team continues to kind of work with various options worked and through to mitigate this and wrap up and deliver on the milestones. This was further compounded by the inflationary impact, which we have seen in the later part of the year in 2021. Coming back, what we are doing, you know, we definitely have created a lot of rigor around our claims towards customers. And typically all these contracts, have to undergo the, what we call it as extension of time, formally, which needs to happen. It happens around the, when it is getting completed, when the final stages of the project is there. And that we pursue with our customers. As well as we are seeing that what we can drive with our suppliers in terms of the delays and claims around that. Added with that, obviously, our lean approach, which continues to be there, And this has made a lot of progress for us in terms of mitigating some of the delays. We saw the first FGD of the C276 technology being completed in the NTPC's portfolio, and which was your company which did that at Unchahar. We continue to kind of leverage on this in our approach on the delays mitigation. With that, I will hand over to Prashant.
Thank you, Raj. So what I would summarize is that, yes, it was a tough year with COVID and inflationary pressure, and the challenge was due to the lower volume. We continue to be robust on the services year-on-year growth as we have been transitioning towards a better business mix, and this part of the strategy is on track. The execution challenges are a reflection of the external environment, and there is an improvement action and claims towards the end of the project. And as we transition from a large boiler portfolio towards an emission and services portfolio, we are continuing to right-size the company to meet to the changing market dynamics. What we are for sure facing is the lower order volume, and for that there is a robust pipeline where we have 4,000 crores worth of projects in the pipeline and services about 1,500 crores worth of opportunities that the team and the company is attempting to close into order intake shortly, so that we are back on track with the volume and revenue. So that is the attempt that I would like to share with you all. Moving on to the next page, on 14, I wanted to give you assurance that company GE Power India Limited is very relevant for the market. India is a large coal economy, and the globe is transitioning towards a phase down and not a phase out of coal. And GEPIL is one of the top emission player, top technology with 50% of power in the country that is going through GEPIL's equipment and software. That is huge. GEPIL technology and GE technology drives efficiency in the install base and will enable renewable integration as we move forward. And the team has dedicated industry experience, engineering, and very strong project execution with an excellent safety track record. Last but not the least, we are driving towards a better margin mix and a business mix to navigate the transition. And the company would like to partner with the India's promise to reach the net zero by 2070. So, yes, what we do at GEPIL matters and is relevant for the market that is going through a transition itself for the country. So, with that, we would like to rest the presentation and we will move towards Q&A.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Any participant who has a question may enter star and 1. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We'll take the first question from the line of Narendra Mashelkar from IIFL Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. My first question is on the gross margins. Again, they continue to witness pressure and hover around 20%. Like what part of the order book continues to see margin pressure, and how do you see the margin going from here on, considering services have now seen 84% of the inflows mix?
Thank you, Narendra. We have a order backlog in the range of about 38 to 39 million INR, and the profit margins on these different businesses are about in the range of about 10-11%. Services is around 25-26%, and hydro is in the range of 11-12%. So this is the percentage of margins that we have on our backlog. And as has been shared in the presentation, we have acquired business, especially in steam services, on even improved margins. So as we proceed, we would be further improving upon our service margin profitability. And we are targeting or aiming to execute the remaining order backlog at the margins that they are presently at.
Okay, thank you. And on the overall FGD tendering seems to have improved. What are the prospects out there for GEPIL, and what sort of competitive environment are you seeing? And if you could also, what are the areas that your pipeline of, 4,000 crores of projects and 1,500 crores of services?
Maybe I will take that question. So on the FGD, we have a healthy pipeline, as we mentioned, and this is a mix. I would say this is a mix. We have, but it is mostly from the private customers. As you are aware, NTPC has already completed ordering, NTPC as well as most of the central utilities. So what we are left is with state and for the private players. So I would say it's a mix of private and state, but it's going to be predominantly private. And here also, we have a strategy. We are going to, we have a strategy of some places we are going to bid full EPC, some places we are going to bid only on EP scope. So this is how it is, and but we these are all active projects. What we are talking about 4,000 crores. These are all active projects, and we really think now with the clarity in the categorization of the plants, we should turn out. And already we see that ordering has improved this quarter. So things are definitely looking up for FGD.
So, and on the competitive environment, how is it for FGD?
Yeah, so as far as the competition is concerned, I think we are, as I mentioned, we are not bidding for all projects right now. So we have certain projects which we have identified, and we think having executed already, we are executing about 13 gigawatt, and as Raj mentioned, we are the leaders in execution. So we are taking all that feedback, and we are competitive, as far as cost is concerned.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. A reminder to our participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may enter star and one. The next question is from the line of Danish Mistry from Investor First Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi. Good evening, and thank you so much for taking my questions. I had a couple of them. The first one was that, if you see our P&L, the consolidated piece, our other expenses have gone up. So if you could run us through what drove that. Second is that if you could help us understand, now that we have taken this decision on Durgapur, what is the kind of cost saving that we can see in the business going forward, as in how much does it bring down our fixed cost base by? So in that sense, mitigate some kind of lower order flows. And third is in terms of the promoter GE Group itself, they had talked about transfer of assets and other IPs to the company. So where are we on that journey? Thank you.
Hi, thank you. So let me start with the third question, and in the meanwhile, we will come back to you on the first and the second question. On the IP transfer, technology transfer, development of local know-how in the company, on the FGD, we have achieved close to 98-99% local competence in the company. The entire bidding competence is 100%, where there is the entire DJU bonds qualification criteria are all addressed locally by the company. The execution competence, now we have executed the milestone, as Raj confirmed, on the FGDs by ourselves in the country, which is Unchahar, Jajjar, etc. And pretty much the entire 98-99% is now local. Now, the technology and competence is local. IP for India for sure is available. In regards to the geographical expansion and the additional areas that JEPIL would like to participate, for that the discussion is ongoing with GE, and that we will update you as we make progress. But as regards the participation in the Indian market is concerned, for that participation, especially in LGD, which is the most promising opportunity in the near term, and the services, which is in the near term, the company is self-sufficient. Hydro, of course, is a global network of business that continues with support from the team from Ryan in Asia and the global network. But as regards team is concerned, where GE has announced exit, in that area, the IP, the competence is all fully developed now in the country. So that is around the third question. Coming to the first and the second question, if I may want to recap, you said the Durgapur has been impaired, so and the other expenses, right? So those are the two questions. Okay. I would pass that to Yogesh. Yogesh, over to you.
Thank you, Prashant, and thank you for the question. And on account of this other expenses, if we see the consolidated financials, the FY21-22 number is almost same as of FY20-21. There is an increase in the quarterly number, and this increase is, pardon me, hello?
Yes.
The increase in the quarter four of current year is on account of certain provisions that we have to create for taxation, and some provisions which we have for some expenses like HQ3, etc., were booked in this fourth quarter. And if we look, and there were some travel expenses which were also booked now. So total, these are like part of our similar like expenses as of last year, but they were like booked in the fourth quarter. So that's the reason why you see there is an increase in other expenses in the fourth quarter, whereas the annual number for 21-22 is same as of last year, 2021.
Got it. And the savings, now that we have impaired Durgapur, so do we see any savings in our fixed cost structure? And if you can either quantify it or give a qualitative assessment.
I can address that. Thank you. I can address that. On the Durgapur, as I have been updating, we started the capacity of 800,000 hours. We went down to about 500,000 hours, and the load, the additional adjustment on capacity, we still need to adjust up to 180,000 hours as we move towards middle and the end of the year. So there is still work to be done to optimize, because there is this factory is being optimized to become a service setup. So far, it is still executing the BHEL boiler backlog. So that capacity optimization, underutilization of capacity, that pain we will still see for some time. As regards the impairment and depreciation is concerned on that, over to you, Yogesh, maybe if you want to add some comments there.
Yes, please. So clearly, the savings will come on account of three reasons here. The three reasons are basically the reduction of the depreciation that will be there. This is because we have written down the assets. So the depreciations will be like coming down substantially, and which will be in the range of about almost 12 crores. And then we are looking at the headcount reduction. This will also significantly contribute to our savings. So this is likely in the range of about 5 to 7 crores.
Okay, got it. Thank you. And just one clarificatory question. For the first caller, you said that your order book is $39 million or 39 billion rupees. I'm sorry, I missed that.
I mentioned it is 37 billion INR.
37 billion, 3,700 crores.
Yes, please.
All right. Thank you very much. Yes, of course. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Before we take our next question, we'd like to remind participants to ask a question. You may enter star and one. Our next question is from the line of Simarpreet Singh from Green Portfolio. Please go ahead.
Good evening, everyone. My question is regarding, I have two questions actually. First, on the cost of material point of view, I can clearly see like the material cost is increasing. So are you able to pass it on? And if yes, what is the lag time? And the second question on the quality of debtors. The trade receivables are continuously increasing even the revenue is falling. So what is the quality of the trade receivables? Thank you.
Thank you. On the gross margin, I will address that. What is changing is the business mix. The earlier revenue was largely coming from the portfolio combination of Durgapur, which is boilers, and SGD and services. As we run down the boiler portfolio, the mix is moving towards more SGD, and SGD is largely a project business with bought out. So that's one change in mix that is partly reflecting into the gross margin. The additional impact that you see in the gross margin is also coming from the cost updates in the project that was explained by Brian and Yogesh on the slides. So that is the reason why you see the gross margin. There is a price variation clause in some projects, and that price variation clause will be applied, and part of that will be claimed towards the end of the project, and part of that is mix of the change of mix in the revenue that we see in the current year. So with that, for the second part, I will pop forward to Yogesh. Yogesh?
Thank you. We have an increase of about 1.8 billion INR on the receivables front. And the proportion of this receivables between retention and our normal dues has been consistent in the range of about 79% to 80%. And as you would recall our earlier discussions in the earlier investor calls, we have acquired business, every business, with a very high degree of retention clauses. In the first phase of the ordering of the FGD, the retention was as high as 50%+. And this has clearly contributed to our receivables going up. And as and when we do like more revenue, our like receivables increase. And like now the trend has started like stabilizing. And as Prashant mentioned that now we are in the execution of the tail end of the project. So this has like now stabilized, and vis-a-vis the quality of our receivables, majority of our receivables are from PSUs, and PSUs also like NTPC and DHL, which are like I would say AAA rated companies, and we are pretty firm on the quality of receivables from these PSUs. There may be some delays, which will be dependent on the I would say the progress of like completion, etc., on site for the retention especially. And for the receivables, these customers have been paying on the due dates. There are some like private customers, and there have been some instances where there have been some delays, but we don't foresee or contemplate any challenges on the quality of our receivables. And wherever the delays are there, and as per our internal policy, if any outstanding or receivable is overdue for more than 1 year, we make a provision, we follow a conservative approach, and if at all there is any further challenge we are seeing on any of the receivables, we provide on top of this policy that we follow.
One more question in the line, sir. What is the guidance for the next year, and when we can see a quarterly run rate of more than 1,000 crore? Sorry, like in 1,000 million.
So, thank you for the question. We refrain from giving forward guidance, and futuristic question is normally what we would avoid to address as per the company policy.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is a follow-up from the line of Tanish Mistry from Invest the First Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi. Sorry, just one clarification here again. You talked about the cost savings, the employee cost of roughly 7 crores and depreciation of 12 crores. So these are annual savings or these are quarterly savings?
Yogesh,
these will be, yeah. Thank you, Prashant. These will be annual savings.
Annual savings. Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the floor back to Mr. Prashant Jain for closing comments.
Thank you everyone for joining and attending the call. Wishing you all the best. Have a good week ahead. Thank you, team.
Thank you, members of the management. On behalf of GE Power India Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.